Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Op die paaie van Pretoria, stadige verkeer op die N4 en Malahleni snelweg wes op pad na die N1 snelweg en in Centurion is daar 'n stilstaande motor op die N1 noord by Botalaan wat die verkeer daar vertraag.
Minstens 235 mense is die jaar in hegtenis geneem, uitsluitlik vir kabeldiefstal in die Johannesburg metro. Van die misdadigers is kontrakwerkers en werknemers van City Power en dit is vroeër vandag tydens 'n konferensie in Fordsburg met die media gedeel. Nuus van 'n ander aard, die EU se president Ursula von der Leyen het vandag aangekondig dat die EU beoog om sowat 4,7 miljard euro in die land te belê, dit nou te midde van toenemende spanning met die VS en die landse skielike hoë tariewe op produkte wat van die EU af ingevoer word na Amerika. Meer oor die en ander stories om 6. Ons wy die sakeminuut aan reaksie op die begrotingsrede van gister. Nou tydens 'n virtuele bespreking oor die begroting het die ekonoom Dawie Rood gewaarsku dat Suid-Afrikaners binnekort meer inkomstebelasting gaan betaal om die regering te help om geld in te samel. Hy sê, hoewel daar nie noodwendig 'n spesifieke persentasie in die verband aangekondig is nie, die belastingkategorieë nie aangepas is nie en dit is waar probleme kan insluip.
The increase in personal income taxes, because the Minister of Finance did not adjust for bracket creep, is actually more than what he expects to get by way of an increase in value-added taxes. Personal income taxes, we are over the Laffer curve. He says he's going to get an extra 18 billion because he did not adjust for inflation. I disagree with that because we are over the Laffer curve. We're probably going to get in less than that.
$1 verhandel in die stadium teen R18.31, €19.88 en 'n pond staan op R23.70. Goud verhandel teen $2,971.66 per fyn ons en Brent ru olie teen $70.57 per vat. Ek is Marlene Forsie, meer nuus om 6.
We start off with some local football news. Sundowns midfielder Jaden Adams is back in the Bafana Bafana squad. Hugo Brewers named a 23-man team to take on the Lesotho people and Benin for the 2026 FIFA World Cup qualifiers. Adams is touted to be the next midfield general for club and country as he takes over from Downs teammate Themba Zwane. Percy Tau and Lyle Foster also make a return to the team, adding some experience to the national side. CAF President Patrice Motsepe, who's extended his tenure at the helm of the organization until 2029, has promised to address the issue of national stadiums across the continent. Motsepe was re-elected unopposed for a second term at the General Assembly in Cairo yesterday. He said that national stadiums would be one of the key areas of his focus. And SA Rugby is interested in retaining the consultancy services of Divisive Administrator Yuri Roo to work on the commercial aspects of the greatest rugby rivalry series between the Springboks and the All Blacks that's happening in 2026. Roo was the CEO of SA Rugby from 2010 until 2022, and he became a controversial figure in rugby circles after an arbitration found him guilty of misappropriating Stellenbosch University funds. Ireland's Jack Crowley will start at fly half away to Italy in the Six Nations this weekend with Mac Hansen, James Lowe and Gary Ringrose all returning as the Irish look for a high-scoring victory that they need to keep their slim hopes alive of winning the title. Tadhg Furlong missed out on the first four games, but he's fit enough to return to the bench where fellow prop Jack Boyle, who's going to win his second cap. That means there's no place for Kian Healy, who's retiring at the end of the championship. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jack Rand FM Sport.
The Drive with Robin Ross. You happy, baby? Jack Rand FM.